Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with another episode of Monday Morning Manager. Today's episode is all about something we probably do on a regular basis without even thought, and that is checking our email. How many times a day do you open your inbox, whether on your phone, on your computer, and you kind of scroll through to see what's in there, who emailed you, what the subject lines are? Is it junk? Is it real? Do you have to read it right now? Or can you just completely ignore it? Maybe for a day, maybe forever. You never know. But what happens when you're the person sending all of those emails and no one is getting back to you? How do you handle it? You're doing the work, you're doing what you need to do, and you're not getting anywhere. If that sounds like it could be you, this episode is for you. So without further ado, here we go. Situation. It drove Izzy crazy, and he had no clue what to do about it. Day after day, email after email, Izzy sent messages that were honest, professional, and ineffective. His subject lines told the truth in short, comfortable requests for the recipient to please read the message. In short, Izzy felt like all his email correspondence was going into a black hole where no one ever read them or responded to them. He knew that getting some traction with his new line of beverages would be a challenge, but this was downright agony. Was everyone in the world so cold and callous that they just did not bother to send a reply, even if it was thanks, but no thanks? Diagnosis. Every single day, almost everyone with an email address gets buried in unsolicited and unwelcome emails from who knows where. It is so bad that we all have just about decided that hitting delete is better than finding out we flushed something of value. Izzy was raised to be polite and not push things at people, so his emails were effectively exactly like all the emails getting wiped out without a moment's care or attention. In trying to play nice, Izzy was effectively getting nowhere. Prescription. Because of the email avalanche we all run from daily, subject lines must be provocative or at least out of the ordinary. Asking for a minute of someone's time will not get it done in today's electronic environment. Izzy needs to go out of bounds a bit and make his target stop and react to that all-important subject line. Writing something that his target has not seen before is the key to making the subject line work effectively. No more typical, "I have an offer for you." Take some chances and let your imagination go a bit wild. Use that subject line to challenge, intrigue, or surprise your targets and let them possibly react to your boldness. Business development is won by those that are not afraid of hitting a nerve or upsetting someone. Subject lines are the perfect place to ask for permission instead of waiting for permission to be different and fearless in your approach. Critical thinking. What is the bravest subject line you have ever used? Next, what is the most off-the-wall subject line you have ever received? And last, are you willing to give this a try? We'd love to see some of those sample subject lines that you are using or have used and tell us about your success with them. The drill. The drill starts with our final thought for the morning. Today we have one quote, and I'm going to share a link that I'll tell you a little bit about. The quote is, "The unanswered questions aren't nearly as dangerous as the unquestioned answers." And next in the email and on our website, if you are simply a podcast listener, is a link from HubSpot that has 23, which is random, funny email subject lines. There's a whole bunch, and they even explain why they picked to use those. Example is Twilight, the best movie ever made. Come on, it's Friday and you're killing time anyway. Mom's gonna love this. Now, some of these are probably more for retail emails, but you get the idea. Give it a look and let us know if you're going to try one. And now the drill. Please share how things went last week. Did you accomplish your 3 stated goals? Are you happy with the outcomes, or are you looking to make changes? This week, please share your top 3 goals, personal and or professional, and let us know what growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. If you have any questions on those tactics, Charlie and I are always here for you. Please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule some one-on-one coaching. And as always, go out there and make this week the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.